Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue a week's focus on knowing God's protection, we're talking specifically about the topic of being protected by integrity. The psalmist writes, and he says, "May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you." That's Psalms 25, verse 21. I think we all recognize the value of integrity. There are people that we simply don't believe, because their answers are all over the map on the same topic. They change their minds so often, and it seems that their position on things, it changes based on who they're with. There are others that we tend to trust everything they say. Their answers have always been consistent to us. Their reasoning is well laid out. And sometimes we only get a glimpse of people, and our view of integrity is not complete. And we trust people we shouldn't, and we don't trust people we should. But the issue at hand is not the trustworthiness of others. It's the trustworthiness of ourselves. The integrity that we live with, the uprightness that guides our life. You see, even the person that you know with the greatest degree, the greatest level of integrity possible, likely has someone or multiple someones that still doesn't trust their word, that is still skeptical, that questions everything. You see, this being protected by integrity, this living a life of integrity, isn't about our reputation in the world as much as it is about our uprightness with God. Now, granted, it does and should influence the way that we are seen by others. There are times that things happen and people say something about us or about someone else that those that know simply don't believe. They would never do that. And our integrity protects us from false accusations. But if we're not living a life of integrity, even those false accusations, they raise questions in the minds of people. They may not think it's something we would do, but they aren't sure. I suppose they might have. They've compromised in this situation over here, and they've compromised over here, and they've And before long, we find that we're not protected because our integrity hasn't been visible. You see, my view of integrity is it's our words and our actions matching. But for the Christian, it goes beyond our words and actions matching each other. It's our words and actions matching God's word. then when especially the enemy accuses us of sin, and our integrity protects us from that attack. And it's not that we are perfect, it's not that we no longer sin, but our integrity has taught us and shown us through God's word of what to do when we do sin. Our integrity holds fast to God's word that says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we don't continue in that sin. And we find that we're cleansed. You see, one of the things I believe that most people get, a bit concerned about is when the accusations come and they're still involved in whatever they're being accused of. Or they've not dealt with it. They've tried to hide it. They've not allowed God to cleanse it from their life. They somehow think they've kept it a secret from God. You see, Jesus says to let our yes be yes and our no be no. To live that life of integrity that says this is the way it is. We're not setting up one set of rules for some people and another set for others and a special set for ourselves. A life of integrity says, I will do everything I can in my power to keep my word. And when I discover I've made a promise or said something rashly or ill-advised, integrity takes ownership of that and admits that the reason I cannot follow through is I promised something I shouldn't have. And it works to overcome the barriers and to do everything in our power with God's help to make things right. You see, as the psalmist writes and he talks about being protected and seeking protection because of his integrity and uprightness, the conditional clause is it's because his hope is in God. You see, that's the foundation of protection by integrity. It's not that we're so good. It's not even that we can become so good. It's because our hope is in God who restores us to Himself, who guides us in the way that is right. You see, this life of integrity, this being protected by integrity, calls for us to follow God's word. Because our hope is in God, it's an integrity based on His truth, His principles, His commands, His instructions. The integrity is measured up not so much by comparing ourselves to ourselves, but by comparing us to God's Word. When I think of integrity, I think of the reputation of Noah. the man that God describes as righteous in a time where no one else was. And he could have settled for being better than everyone else and still be found unrighteous. But he didn't. His standard wasn't to rise above his neighbors or to rise above the world. His standard was to walk with God. Much in a, I believe, a similar fashion that he would have known of his ancestor Enoch, who walked with God and was nowhere to be found on earth because God took him and continued to allow that walk. You see, today as we spend time praying, ask God to help you to be honest with yourself about what your standard is. How honest do you seek to be? How much integrity do you live with? Does that change based on who you're with and who's listening? Are you willing to take shortcuts? Do you do things that you know aren't right, but they're easier? And what do others see? Do they see your words and your actions matching the Word of God? Or do they see you and hear you making excuses for your own sin, for the sin of others? You see, when we put our hope in God and we live according to His Word, we find that we can be protected by integrity. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And even though we sin, even though we say things that aren't true, that we do things that we shouldn't do, because our hope is in you, we have a way. We have an ability to walk with integrity, knowing that our sins are forgiven, that we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Father, not as an excuse to continue sinning or making bad choices, but as a way to be renewed and refreshed, to begin each day walking by your word, to live with that uprightness that comes by having a righteousness that's not of ourself, but of being clothed in Christ. Father, today may we know that protection of integrity, and may we recognize that within our world that protection is a growing and gradual thing. That it requires time of faithfulness and living according to your word. But the best time to start doing that is today. Although perhaps a better time would have been yesterday, the day before, as early as possible. But we can't go back and start if we've not lived with integrity, but we can start today. So, Father, help us to examine the level of integrity that we've lived with to this point, and help us to seek to grow in integrity. That the accusations of the enemy, the accusations the enemy gives to the people around us to hurl at us, would not have reason to stick. They would not be believed because people have seen us walking in integrity. And they know that we use your word as the standard by which we base our actions. We base our decisions, that we base the things that we say and do. God, today, help us to live with a greater integrity than ever before. Whether people like it or not, whether it impresses those around us or not, may we seek to honor you by living according to your word with a consistency that's growing each day. And may the hope that we've placed in you guide us into an integrity and uprightness that protects us. Not because of our goodness or our actions, but because of Jesus. And may this life of integrity be lived in a way that lifts up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.